Good evening, friends. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of this world. All God's people say,
Amen.
You may be seated. Friends in Christ, in a world that is so often filled with sorrow and despair, we have gathered to hear testimonies of hope from Scripture, songs, and from one another. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." Let's pray together. Loving God, we unite our hearts to pray for the world that you so love, for those who have not heard the good news of God or who refuse to believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place and everywhere, that we may be freed from all evil and fear and may in joy and hope lift up the light and the love of God. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait.
An Advent Credo with words from Isaiah and Jesus. It is not true that creation and the human family are doomed to destruction and loss. This is true. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It is not true that we must accept inhumanity and discrimination, hunger and poverty, death and destruction. This is true. I have come that they may have life and that abundantly. It is not true that violence and hatred should have the last word and that war and destruction rule forever. This is true. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God, the Everlasting, the Prince of Peace. It is not true that we are simply victims of the powers of evil who seek to rule the world. This is true. To me is given authority in heaven and on earth. And lo, I am with you, even until the end of the world. It is not true that we have to wait for those who are specially gifted, who are the prophets of the church, before we can be peacemakers. This is true. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall have dreams. It is not true that our hopes for liberation of humankind, of justice, of human dignity, of peace, are not meant for this earth and for this history. This is true. The hour comes, and it is now, that the true worshipers shall worship God in spirit and in truth. So let us enter Advent in hope, even hope against hope. Let us see visions of love and peace and justice. Let us affirm with humility, with joy, with faith, with courage, Jesus Christ, the life of the world. And these words from Sarah Bessie. You're here because you still dared to hope. You took it seriously, didn't you? You dared to hope the gospel was true. You dared to hope that Jesus meant what he said, and God is love. You dared to believe that the church could be a sanctuary for the wounded and the misfits and the marginalized. You dared to hope that we are all made in the image of God. You dared to hope that prayer changes things. You dared to hope you would be loved and that you could love in return. You dared to hope that Jesus' teachings and the way of life would matter more than politics or power, that truth and goodness matter. You dared to hope for friendship and justice and belonging, for shalom. You dared to hope for peace. Your hope in the goodness and welcome and love of God will not disappoint.
Thank you. Testimonies of Hope from the Psalmists. A reading from Psalm 146, verse 5 through 10. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To make all things new. That is the quest of the child in Bethlehem. And from him, his children have this quest as well. This is not simply an eternal pursuit, but it is a tangible part of the present for his followers living in the creation. A young man named Francis went on a quest to discover the elements of the human cell that define its purposes. His work solving the amazing puzzle of the human genome and the elements that define health and disease. He also set out to discover the source of those genes. He was overwhelmed by the minuteness of DNA and the vastness of the creation and the Creator. He found a savior in this child, Jesus. In Grand Rapids this year, four children with life-threatening illnesses found new hope. Francis Collins' resolve to uncouple the genome led the journey to the development of gene replacement therapy. Two children with spinal muscular atrophy and two with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy received gene replacement therapy this year. Their lives are totally transformed. The fallen creation sees new when those who care for the Creator and the creation set about to restore the broken.
Testimonies of Hope from the Prophets. A reading from Isaiah 51, verses 4 through 6. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way. And my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Comfort, comfort. So Amy read from Isaiah 40, and in Isaiah 40, God said that the nations wait for hope, for his arm, wait in hope for his arm. And in his arm, he will bring justice, justice for the nations, and justice for this community, and justice for our neighborhood. The people in this neighborhood, Neyland's neighborhood, have very little money. They have little influence, and they are often ignored and dismissed. City managers, elected officials, police don't hear them, don't respond to their needs many times. The people in our neighborhood are offered charity, but no voice. They're offered food pantries, but not a seat at the table of power. They are offered homeless shelters, but not affordable housing. Together West Michigan is an organization that brings together community nonprofits, churches, and other individuals to try to make a dent in this. The goal is to reach across the boundaries that separate us: racial inequity, financial inequity, religious background, many things divide us. But the goal is to listen to people. Together West Michigan volunteers went out into Southeast Grand Rapids, and they knocked on doors and they listened to people. Many were volunteers from this church. They just finished with this right before the elections and then went on to other things. But they engaged 1,600 households in this community to hear their life stories, their frustrations, and their hopes and dreams. By listening, really listening, this brings honor to the stories of these people. This brings respect to the people who are often dismissed. This brings relationship between those who listened and those who were listened to. These are people who feel alone and unheard. And by listening and by engaging and by really caring, this brings hope to those who have lost hope. They have hope that they can have a voice, and that voice comes by joining with others and by being heard. So Together West Michigan is an organization that helps to bring these people to join together to have more political capital by listening to each other and by sharing this. They want to be treated justly and righteously. And also in Isaiah 40, Amy read that God's righteousness draws near speedily and that his righteousness will never fail. So Together West Michigan and God, bring this to this community.
Thank you.
A reading from Luke 2, verse 1 through 7. The birth of Jesus brings hope to the world. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
Testimonies of Hope from the Apostles. A reading from 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 6. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We claim this living hope for ourselves and for all who suffer and grieve and long for hope.
Reading from Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, "Look, God's dwelling is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
sharing the light of Christ. In a moment, we will take our light from the Christ candle, a visual reminder that we hold Christ's light and bring it to others. So you'll light your candle by tipping it toward a lit candle. When your candle is lit, hold it straight up. And as you share the light, you may speak a blessing to the person next to you. Your light matters. Blessed are you. You are beloved of God. Before we share the light, we receive this blessing from Jan Richardson. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times, who testify to its endurance amid the unendurable, who bear witness to its persistence when everything seems in shadow and grief. Blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes, your heart a chapel, an altar where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you, in unaccountable faith, in stubborn hope, in love that illumines every broken thing it finds. Christ was born. Christ came to bring hope. And now as we leave, we receive a blessing from God from Romans 15. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people say,
Amen.
Go in peace and hope to love and serve the Lord.